Chapter 16. And he came to Nob, and Lystra, and lo, a certain disciple was there, by name Timotheus, son of a certain woman, a believing Jewess, but of a father, a Greek, who was well testified to by the brethren in Lystra and Iconium. This one did Paul wish to go forth with him, and having taken him, he circumcised him, because of the Jews, who are in those places, for they all knew his father, that he was a Greek. And as they were going on through the cities, they were delivering to them the decrees to keep, that have been judged by the apostles, and the elders, who are in Jerusalem. Then, indeed, were the assemblies established in the faith, and were abounding in number every day. And having gone through Phrygia, and the region of Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia, having gone toward Mysia, they were trying to go on toward Bithynia, and the Spirit did not suffer them. And having passed by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And a vision through the night appeared to Paul. A certain man of Macedonia was standing, calling upon him, and saying, having passed through to Macedonia, help us. And when he saw the vision, immediately we endeavored to go forth to Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord hath called us to preach good news to them. Having set sail, therefore, from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, on the morrow also to Neapolis. Thence also to Philippi, which is a principal city of the part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were in this city abiding certain days. On the Sabbath day also we went forth outside of the city, by a river, where there used to be prayer, and having sat down, we were speaking to the women, who came together. And a certain woman, by name Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, worshipping God, was hearing, whose heart the Lord did open to attend to the things spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized, and her household, she did call upon us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, having entered into my house, remain, and she constrained us. And it came to pass in our going on to prayer, a certain maid, having a spirit of Python, did meet us, who brought much employment to her masters by soothsaying. She having followed Paul, and us, was crying, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God, who declare to us a way of salvation. And this she was doing for many days, but Paul having been breathed, and having turned, said to the Spirit, I command thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come forth from her. And it came forth the same hour. And her masters having seen that the hope of their employment was gone, having caught Paul and Silas, drew them to the marketplace, unto the rulers. And having brought them to the magistrates, they said, these men do exceedingly trouble our city, being Jews. And they proclaim customs that are not lawful for us to receive, nor to do, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates having torn their garments from them, were commanding to beat them with rods. Many blows also having laid upon them, they cast them to prison, having given charge to the jailer to keep them safely. Who such a charge having received, did put them to the inner prison, and their feet made fast in the stocks. And at midnight Paul and Silas praying, were singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were hearing them. And suddenly a great earthquake came, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, opened also presently were all the doors, and of all, the bands were loosed. And the jailer having come out of sleep, and having seen the doors of the prison open, having drawn a sword, was about to kill himself, supposing the prisoners to be fled. And Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, thou mayest not do thyself any harm, for we are all here. And, having asked for a light, he sprang in, and trembling he fell down before Paul and Silas. And having brought them forth, said, sirs, what must I do, that I may be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house. And they spake to him the word of the Lord, and to all those in his household. And having taken them, in that hour of the night, he did bathe them from the blows, and was baptized, himself and all his presently. having brought them also into his house, he set food before them, and was glad with all the household, he having believed in God. And they having come, the magistrates sent the rod-bearers, saying, Let those men go. And the jailer told these words unto Paul, The magistrates have sent, that ye may be let go. Now, therefore, having gone forth, go on in peace. And Paul said to them, Having beaten us publicly uncondemned, men, Romans being, they did cast us to prison, and now privately do they cast us forth. Why no? But having come themselves, let them bring us forth. And the rod-bearers told to the magistrates these sayings, and they were afraid, having heard that they are Romans. And having come, they besought them, and having brought them forth, they were asking them to go forth from the city. And they, having gone forth out of the prison, entered into the house of Lydia, and having seen the brethren, they comforted them, and went forth.